ദനിഹിതംഗുഹായാം പരമേ വ്യോമൻ യോ വേ ദനിഹിതംഗുഹായാം പരമേ വ്യോമൻ. സോ ദിസ് ഫിസിക്കൽ ബോഡി, ഇൻസൈഡ് ദ ഫിസിക്കൽ ബോഡി ദർ ഇസ് ഹാർട്ട്, ഫിസിക്കൽ ഹാർട്ട്. And inside the physical heart there is mind, indriyam. Hridaya golake mana indriyam vartate. The indriyam called mind is in the hridaya golakam. Hridayam is inside the physical body. Heart is inside the physical body. Inside the physical heart there is space. That's what we know. Akasha. Inside the physical heart there is space, and in that space there is mind. Okay, that mind expands and mind pervades all the body. When the mind resolves, where does it stay? Okay, people, oh, how do you say mind is there in the physical heart? In the mind functions, it is all over the physical body. When the mind resolves, all the thoughts resolve. No? It is in space. In this space, akasha. So, vyoma means akashaha, space. Paramam vyoma, divine space, holy space. In the heart, isn't it? Paramam vyoma. It does not mean the heart, hole in the heart. It means what? No. Holy divine space in the heart. So, paramam vyoma. So, that parame vyomni, in the space in the heart, the golakam, there is mind. And in the mind is what now? Guha. Why so many vrittis are there? You have to cross all the... If you go and take any other vritti, any... No, you won't find it. You know, you have to go to the... What now? Dead end of the mind, buddhi guha. And there you find what? The aham vrittihi. And aham vrittihi is there, sometimes it is not there. Sometimes it is there, sometimes it is. In waking it is, in dream it is resolved. In waking it is, in deep sleep state it is resolved. And it is there, is known. It is not there, is also known. But when the aham vritti is not there, again, you have to wake up from sleep to say it is. It was. It wasn't. Therefore, and that vrittihi is there, is not. That, how do you know? Because there is awareness of the vrittihi being there. Awareness of the vritti being not there. And aware, vritti comes and goes. Awareness does not come and go. For awareness is eternally existent, continuously, constantly, in every state of experience, there is awareness. That is why experience is possible. Experience is what? Involves two aspects. Experiencer and the experience, consciousness and the vrittihi are inseparable. Experience is means along with the experience, experiencer is. Okay? The experiencer is. When you say experiencer is very much there. How can there be experience without the experiencer? Therefore, illumination is means illuminator is. Similarly, experience is, waking experience is, dream experience is, deep sleep stay, deep sleep experience is, therefore experiencer is. Experiencer is not mean there cannot be experience. Experience is the proof what for now. Experiencer is. The experiencer is none other than awareness. Experience changes. Why? Because object of experience changes. Object of experience changes. Experience also is different, but experiencer is not is different, does not change. Like night shift, day shift, no? The security night shift is different, changes, he goes. The day shift security comes differently. Watchman. But this watch person, neither the man nor the woman, neither the watchwoman nor the watchman, watching person does not change. Ever awake, ever watchful, sakshi, same. That experiencer is none other than consciousness. And experiencer, experiencing, watching, being watchful, being aware is the swarupam. Therefore what? No, not an action, karma. And that awareness is what? No, always there, every day, in deep sleep, waking, dream, no dream today, and every day, in all the three states of experience, experiences change, objects change, experiencer is the same. Not only three states of experience, day after day, what now? The whole life, every month, in fact, Vidyaranya says in Panchadashi, it month after month, year after year, no? Then birth to birth, day to day, birth to birth, yuga to yuga, kalpa to kalpa. Also what now? It goes what now? Even to janma to janma, srishti to srishti. Understand how manifestation, every time it continues to be there. Therefore awareness is eternally existent. Therefore, what's the next step now? Awareness is eternally existent. Therefore, existence must be the intrinsic nature of the awareness. I've got it. What is intrinsic? What is incidental? There is a hot water and hot fire. When I say heat in the fire is intrinsic and heat in the water is what? Incidental. Anything incidental goes. Subject to come and subject to. There was a time the heat wasn't here. Now heat is, this heat will go. Why? It is incidental. But intrinsic will never go. So heat in the fire is intrinsic, not incidental, like the heat in boiled water. Similarly, existence is intrinsic nature of consciousness, or incidental nature of consciousness. If existence is incidental, then consciousness would have gone. Because consciousness has not gone, consciousness is eternally existent. Existence is not incidental but intrinsic. It's a very, very profound thing I'm saying. Hope you get it. I got it? If existence is not the intrinsic nature of consciousness, if it was incidental, then consciousness should have gone. It was, then consciousness would have been what now? There won't be any experience. Experience wouldn't have been there. For experience to be there, the experiencing, experiencer, consciousness, awareness must be there. Consciousness has not gone away. Doesn't go away. That means what? Existence of consciousness is always there. The existence is not an incidental, borrowed. If something borrowed nature means, like heat in the hot water is a borrowed heat from the fire. Whereas heat in the fire is not a borrowed heat, intrinsic. Anything borrowed would have gone away. And consciousness has existence. Existence of consciousness, is it borrowed or is it intrinsic? If you say it is borrowed, then what would have happened? If the existence enjoyed by consciousness is borrowed, not intrinsic, then consciousness wouldn't have been there. There wouldn't have been experiencer. Then there wouldn't have been experience. Think. You have to think little. Is it clear? Therefore, consciousness being in existence being intrinsic. One more thing I tell you. The word sat means trikale api tishtati iti sat. Trishu kaleshu tishtati iti sat. That which is there always is satyam. And consciousness is eternally existent, means. And existence is one thing which is eternal. Nama changes, rupam changes, existence is eternal. And that existence is what now? Consciousness is also eternal. The very existence of consciousness is not borrowed existence. It is intrinsic nature. Therefore, they are not two different things. I tell you, it's a very abstract thing. The existence, that's why repeatedly listening, it will become clear. Any doubt you have, don't open your mouth and express the doubt now. And don't go and read other books also. Come, listen and leave it. Keep on listening, become clear. Okay, abstract concept. Sampradaya means that's why just to be in the class and it will become clear. What becomes clear, then you can dwell upon it. If you think you are not clear, then don't dwell upon it. Leave it. But somewhere you have to start, you see. This is why starting point, we started now. Therefore, existence and consciousness are not two different things. And, okay, here again, You say what now? That existence alone is there as the existence of every object. In fact, I'm going to remind you of the Krishnamurti Stotram so that the meaning will remain here forever. I'm going to do that anyway. So, that existence is what now? Consciousness. And this existence conscious, Sachid Atma, is what now? Is free from all limitations. Therefore, Anantam. The Sachid Anantam Eva Brahma. Sachid Anantam Brahma. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Okay? And therefore, what now? Guhayam Veda. And where is it? Parame Vyoman. In the mind, which is in the space, inside the heart, the Golakam, which is inside the physical body. Parame Vyoman. Guhayam Veda Parame Vyomni. It's available for recognition. And one who recognizes this pure consciousness, the awareness, which is the existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness, which is free from all limitations. Yaha Veda, one who knows this in one's own mind, as the meaning of the word I, as the subject of knowledge, as the very experiencer, one who recognizes, saha moksham prapnoti, saha muktaha bhavati, saha param apnoti. What is param? What is param? Is said in the, what is moksha? Is said in the next sentence. So oshnute, so oshnute sarvaan, sarvaan ka sarvaan kaman saha, sarvaan kaman saha. So saha ashnute, that person ashnute enjoys, he attains. Anushnute means, this is what ashana kriya. Ashana means eating. Ashana. Ashnute means what? Eats. But they are not eating, enjoying, isn't it? Ashnute. Ashnute means eats. I want to teach Sanskrit. I'm teaching Sanskrit language now. Ashnute. Khadati. But here anumavikira natham. Ashnute. Saha ashnute, kaha ashnute, who enjoys moksha? Enjoy, what no? Yaha veda, Brahma with knower of Brahman. Who is it now? Yaha veda, yaha is a relative pronoun. He who knows, yaha veda, kutra guhayam veda, kutra guhayam parame vyomni guhayam. One who knows that Brahman, the pure, limitless existence, as pure consciousness, awareness, as the subject of, as the knower in one's own mind, cave of mind, saha ashnute, he enjoys. He enjoys what? He attains. Ashnute is equivalent to apnoti. Okay? He attains, he enjoys. What now? Parama, what is parama? Param, what is param? Mokshaha. He attains mokshaha. What is mokshaha? Sarvan kaman brahmana vipaschita ashnute. Brahmana vipaschita sarvan kaman ashnute. He enjoys. He, what is moksha? Mokshaha is, you say, now, Upanishad gives an equation. Mokshaha is equal to enjoyment of all the pleasures in the world. Every bit of pleasure is a fraction of fullness. Or totality of fractions put together is what? Fullness. Take all the bits, one whole. Isn't it? All the bits become form the one whole. So pleasure. No? All the sensory pleasures. The pleasures, you have, there is a Vishayanandaha and Brahmanandaha. Vishayanandaha means now the pleasure born of, and the source of pleasure is you. This pleasure born of a given enjoyment of given object is called Vishayanandaha. Okay, Murka Anandaha, Biscuit Anandaha, Tea Anandaha, Television Program Anandaha, that what now? Vishayanandaha, Holiday Anandaha, isn't it? Anything, okay, I don't know what to say now, I don't remember many things. Ice Cream Anandaha. You can say varieties of objects of pleasures. It can be food, it can be objects of perception, watching things which are watched, things which are seen, heard, tasted, touched, so many objects. And then the pleasure, one can, all forms of pleasure, or totality of pleasures, enjoyed by what now? By the enjoyment of objects of pleasures, is what now? Vishayanandaha. Okay? Vishayanandaha is equal to mokshaha, he says. Brahmanandaha is mokshaha. Mokshaha is equal to Brahmanandaha. Brahmanandaha is what now? Fullness. Happiness is equal to what? Totality of pleasures. All forms of pleasures enjoyed through all forms of objects. Vishayanandaha. So, saha sarvan kaman ashnate. This person who knows Brahman in his own mind as the very self, as atma, as the knower, as a subject of knowledge, this person, as the very meaning of the word I, that person becomes what now? Enjoyer of all forms of pleasures. That means, knowing Brahman, all the pleasures become enjoyed as it were. How is it possible, by knowing Brahman, how does all the pleasures become enjoyed? That means, how is it? Without going to Himalaya, without going here and there, without doing that, without having enjoyed anything, that pleasure becomes enjoyed. Without having enjoyed the pleasures also, all the pleasures become enjoyed. Without eating ice cream, very nice ice cream. I haven't tasted ice cream. Very tasty ice cream. Very nice. But how will it be? Without having enjoyed the objects also, and the pleasure born of those objects becomes enjoyed. So one who knows Brahman as the Atma becomes the enjoyer of all the pleasures. He does not miss anything in life. How do all the pleasures become enjoyed? That means that the craving for all the pleasures and all the objects of pleasures will disappear in jnanam. Don't think all the pleasures become enjoyed really. What does it mean? The craving for pleasures, the desires for all the pleasures and all the objects would have resolved, would have become resolved. In fullness, there is no inadequacy. Ahankara being resolved in fullness, there is only fullness. in fullness, inadequacy is resolved. Inadequacy being resolved, needs become resolved. Needs are resolved, desires and passions and wishes become resolved. Therefore, what now? Have recognition of fullness is taking ownership of fullness, and taking ownership of fullness is as good as having all the pleasures, the fractions of fullness enjoyed as it were. Is it clear now? How? Brahmana vipaschita. One, when a person recognizes one swarupam being awareness, existence, limitless awareness existence, identity is resolved in Brahman, that person is absolutely, even though relatively an individual is, has body, mind, and is complex, the absolutely aham Brahma, that knowledge would be there. Knowledge being there, this person is Brahman. Upanishad is going to say later on, Brahmavit Brahmaiva Bhavati. One who knows Brahman is Brahman. Who does not know Brahman, already you are Brahman. But you do not know Brahman, you are not Brahman. What makes you small, what makes you big? You are not become small. You are not going to become big. Your small ignorance, in ignorance there is smallness. In knowledge there is fullness. Fullness and bigness. Okay, ignorance makes you small. Knowledge, what now, helps you own up bigness. So, Brahmana vipaschita. Vipaschit means one who sees clearly, very clearly one sees. One has clear vision is called vipaschit. Vipaschit also means what now? There is awareness. Awareness of awareness being the only non-dual, eternal, limitless existence. Awareness of the awareness being the only limitless existence. Awareness of the existence being the limitless existence being the pure awareness. It's called vipaschita. Okay, one who has, is what now? Vipaschita Brahmana, as pure consciousness existence Brahman, thereby being fullness, this person, for this person, all the pleasures become enjoyed as it were. That means all the desires are fulfilled. All his pleasures are enjoyed. That means how? Because all the desires and needs and become resolved for him. The craving resolves. Craving for any pleasure, any of the world resolves in the vision of fullness. Okay, Brahmana vipaschita sarvan kaman saha ashnute. Now, as Brahman, as his own self being Brahman, as a Brahman, as pure awareness, all his, what now? All his desires, all his pleasures, all his desires resolve, thereby all the pleasures become resolved as fractions in fullness. No fraction is outside of fullness. Don't worry, any doubt you have, keep it aside. We'll take care of it next class. Really, I want to, you know, I want to see, I see that it becomes very clear for you. Yaha Veda, he who knows where Guhayam Nihitam Brahma Atmatvena. Yaha Janati, one who knows. Saha Brahmana, Saha Brahma Bhavati. Tena Brahmana, okay? Saha Brahmana Vipaschita, as Brahman himself, as Brahman. Sarvan Kaman Samashnute. Samashnute means what knows? Not one after the other. First Chennai dosa, pleasure. And afterwards, what now? Afterwards, pizza hut pleasure. Not one after the other. Simultaneously, all the pleasures of all the objects become enjoyed as it were. That means what? All the desires become resolved simultaneously. Okay? The craving goes. At any craving, any desire is what now? Basically expression of what now? Sickness. So being sick is not wrong or sin. Absolute health means what? Reveling in fullness is absolute health. There you will not, see, you enjoy whatever is available, but you will not miss and crave for anything. It's all lack of fullness. Lack. Isn't it? Lacking itself is what? Expression of inadequacy. That is because of lack of fullness. The lack of fullness is, fullness is, but lack of fullness is what now? Ignorance. Remember, Yaha Veda. Yaha Veda. Kim Veda? Brahma Veda. Kutra Veda? Guhayam Veda. Where does he know? Parame Vyomne Guhayam Veda. Saha. What now? Brahmanandam Anubhavati. Now, mean what now? He has fullness. How he has fullness? He has means not as a owner, owned connection is not there. Fullness is the very swarupam. And that fullness, all his desires, all his needs are inadequacy, inadequacy born. Needs cost, desires, passions, craving, all of them simultaneously resolve. Therefore, all the objects of pleasures are, what now? They become enjoyed as it were. And Upanishad is going to present later on measure of Anandaha. Ananda Mimamsa is beautiful. You will see that later on. I have not heard anybody doing it better than Swamiji. I wish I can make you all listen to that also. Now really, so beautifully he taught. We'll come to that point later on. Now this will become very clear later on. Okay? Saha Ashnute. This is called Moksha. What is the now Moksha? Moksha means naturally, effortlessly, without any hazard to suppress and oppress and give up. Naturally, all the desires, all the craving would have resolved. When you revel in fullness. When do you revel in fullness? When you know Brahman. Where do you know? In your own mind. As what? As very you. Okay? யஹ குஹாயாம் பரமே வ்யோம்னி குஹாயாம் நிஹிதம் வேத சஹ சர்வான் காமான் சமஷ்ணுதே பிரம்மணா விபஸ்சிதா ஆஸ் வெரி பிரம்மன். He enjoys fullness means not as a human mind, not as an individual with the name and form, but as very awareness. When he enjoys means what now? When he enjoys means who enjoys? The one who knows is awareness. When identity, I is resolved in awareness means what is he then? Brahman. As Brahman, as the pure awareness, all knowledge, vipaschit, as total knowledge, that I had to explain to you that, okay, purna jnanam, I'll explain to you later on, as total knowledge, as a source of all knowledge, as fullness, as Brahman, as pure awareness, no? But now he, all his, all the objects of pleasures, all the pleasures become simultaneously enjoyed. He enjoys all the pleasures simultaneously. Brahmananda, no, it's possible. In Vishayananda, you cannot enjoy, have everything together. You know that? You cannot have coffee and juice together. You can't have it like this. Simultaneously, it's not possible. First have the pleasure of coffee first and give some gap, and after that you had had a pleasure of juice. It's not simultaneously possible, isn't it? But here says what now? My God. Pleasure of going around the world becomes enjoyed. Pleasure of eating all the cushions becomes enjoyed. Pleasure of seeing so many places and so many things becomes enjoyed. Pleasure of being with many people becomes enjoyed. The joy of wanting to be familiar with different arts and different disciplines, everything becomes enjoyed. The craving for going to different universities and studying and becoming, having 10 PhDs and postdoc fellowships, all enjoyed. The craving for, I haven't read so many books in a week. One library is enough for us to put us to take away our sleep. One library, one shelf of book full of shelf full of books is enough. When am I going to study all these things? That craving will resolve. All the desire, the passion, the craving to go to all the libraries, to all the departments, to read all the books. What a great, how nice it would be if we know everything. The desire to know everything, that would have been resolved. That in the pleasure of, the joy of having read all the books in all the libraries, what now? Would have, no, also what now? Becomes resolved. That desire also becomes resolved. It means what? In, to say briefly, all the desires become resolved. That means all the desires are, all the desires become fulfilled as it were. How? Once there is fullness. What? How fullness? As one's own swarupam. Limitlessness. How do you have that fullness? In resolving your identity with consciousness. The existence. Okay? This is the brief meaning, brief answer for the three questions which arise in your mind when you see the, listen to the sutra vakyam. We have only seen the vritti vakyam and the sutra vakyam meanings. We have not yet seen the explanations of the vritti vakyam and explanations of the sutra vakyam. And we'll go to the Vyakhyanam later on. Okay. Yo vedanehi tanguhayam parame vyoman so oshnute sarvan kaman saha brahmana vipaschiteti. Thereafter Vyakhyanam begins. In Vyakhyanam, what does the Upanishad do? Kim tad brahma? Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. That limitless existence consciousness which is Atma alone is Brahma. That Atma is Brahman, therefore what now? Same reality with reference to the universe is said to be known by the term Brahman. The same reality being which is available, obtaining in the Buddhi Guha as the substance of the substantive I, as the knower, is what now? Atma. Known by the term Atma. Therefore Upanishad says, mixed, connects both together as Brahmatma. What is Brahmatma? The limitless existence consciousness is Brahmatma. That Brahmatma, what is Brahman? It says, that Brahman is Jagat Karanam. The Brahman is defined as what? Jagat Karanam. So, how does Upanishad define Brahman in Vyakhyanam, in the elaborate explanation? It defines Brahman as the cause of universe, cause of the universe. Under the topic of Srishti Prakaranam or Srishti Prakriya, Upanishad introduces a new Prakriya called Srishti Prakriya or Srishti Prakaranam, wherein Brahman is presented as the cause of the universe. Cosmology, Upanishadic model of universe. Cosmology, Upanishad presents a cosmology. So this Upanishad takes the Srishti Prakriya, the cosmology, and presents Brahman as the Jagat Karanam, cause of the universe. For what? To help us arrive at what Brahman is. So the Vritti Vakyam, there's a definition of Brahman. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. This is a definition of Brahman. And here Brahman is defined through the Srishti Prakriya as the Karanam, Jagat Karanam. So this in Vritti Vakyam, that definition is called Swarupa Lakshanam. And here in Vyakhyanam, in taking the Srishti Prakriya, the method of analysis of the creation, Brahman being presented as the Jagat Karanam, this definition is called Tatastha Lakshanam. Say now, Tatastha Lakshanam. So Tatastha Lakshanam, we will come back and see next class. We have seen briefly this Swarupa Lakshanam. Have you got it? Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. What is Brahman? Satyam Jnanam Anantam. It is Swarupa Lakshanam of Brahman. And then Srishti Prakriya, using the Srishti Prakriya, presenting Brahman as the Jagat Karanam, thereby saying the whole Jagat has come from Brahman, that from which the Jagat has come into existence, that in which Jagat exists, that into which Jagat resolves, is Brahman. When Upanishad presents this, presents Brahman as the Jagat Karanam, then that definition of Brahman is called Tatastha Lakshanam. Is it clear now? So what is Tatastha Lakshanam, I'll explain to you next class. And here Upanishad presents, what does it say? It starts from the subtlest element. First came space, thereafter came air, thereafter came fire, thereafter came water, and finally came the earth. So in keeping with the order, the elements are also what now? Subtler, subtler, subtlest. Subtlest of the elements is the space. Therefore, subtlest element has only one quality. Shabda gunakaha akashaha. And the element which came next has what? Its own quality plus the borrowed quality of the space. So the air has what now? Dvigunakaha. It has two qualities. And the fire, because having come after the two, it has its own rupam. It also has the other two qualities. The qualities of space and also the air. Similarly, water and the earth. So earth has five qualities. Earth has its own and four of other four elements, qualities. So water has its own quality plus its borrowed three other qualities of other three elements. Like that. So in keeping with the number of qualities each element has, element becomes gross also. Okay, we'll see everything very clearly. We'll see step by step. Tasmadva etasmad atmana akashas sambhutaha. Tasmadva etasmad atmana akashas sambhutaha. Tasmat etasmad. Tasmat means from that Brahman which is this Atma. That Brahman means what? The eternal existence, limitless existence which is available for recognition as consciousness in every mind. This self, nearest self. Okay? Tasmati etasmat brahmanaha. Akashaha sambhutaha. This space has come into existence. And akasha, akasha dvayuhu, vayor agnihi, agnerapaha, adhyav prithivi, prithivya oshadhayaha, oshadibhyonam, annat purushaha. Like that it goes. We have not seen anything. When I see that thing, I feel bad. Oh, I have to stop now. So now they'll go. Anyway, this Vyakhyanam part we'll see next class. Okay, we'll go slowly, become very clear. And here in this Upanishad, we'll understand all the prakriyas also. Every prakriya we'll understand. Now, what is a prakriya? Prakriya is a method through which you arrive at the reality. Okay, the method of analysis is called prakriya. Using which any method of analysis, it should be used for what? To arrive at the reality, isn't it? So prakaranam or prakriya or prakaraha means method of analysis. And here, which method of analysis Upanishad introduces first? Srishti Prakriya. Srishti Prakriya means what now? Analysis of the creation. Which is, what now? Cosmology. when you say that, mean the universe, it has to talk about the universe. And there, in that analysis, Brahman is presented as the karanam, cause of the universe. That means what? The universe has come into existence from Brahman. And the universe exists in Brahman. The universe resolves also in Brahman. That means he's going to talk about how already what we have seen in Mundaka Upanishad, little bit you have learned. What is that? Brahman is Nimitta Karanam, Upadana Karanam, Sahakari Karanam. Brahman is the Karanam. Is it? And then for that Brahman to be able to create the whole universe also, it must have the inbuilt power. It's called Srishti Shaktihi. Srajana Shaktihi. It's called what now? Maya Shaktihi. The creative power which is not outside of Brahman. Our Swamiji says this. When, if the power can never exist independent of the being. Power always needs a location, and power has no independent existence. Power is intrinsic, inseparable of the person. Understand now? That is why when we all have to listen, we have to come here. We cannot send our hearing power separately to the class. And similarly, I cannot send my organ of speech, power of speech here to talk. Isn't it? If that is possible, I tell you, we are already very clever people. We would have sent every power to all over the world. Come on, you go see the television and come back. You go and see what? No. Movie and enjoy. Okay, you be there in the cinema and watch television. And then we could have here sent only the hearing power. Come, go and listen. We don't want to see that the other people. Let's just go and listen and come back. What? And we'll do that. But it's not practical, isn't it? That means power can never exist outside of, independent of the person. So Maya Shakti also, what now, creative power of Brahman. You cannot separate consciousness awareness, the existence awareness, limitless existence consciousness and the creative power. Therefore, what now? That with that power, Brahman, this Jagat has come into existence from Brahman, means Brahman has created this Jagat. What is creation? How? We'll see next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnam Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.